Now, what happened during the storm was, as we lost that generation, our frequency began to drop. We began to take actions on the other end of our system, our distribution partners, to try to arrest that drop. Now, you know, ERCOT's role is to keep load and generation in balance. We don't own the generation at one side. We don't own the customer relationships. We don't own the distribution or the transmission lines. We're there to keep things in balance in the center. And so as we lost 50,000 megawatts, naturally we have to find 50,000 megawatts of load to reduce at the same time. We didn't have to reduce all of that. Quite a bit of the load came off because of price signals. The market worked the way it should. And when those high prices were hit, quite a bit of our industrial load and quite a bit of our commercial load came off the system voluntarily. But there's a point where we run out of the voluntary load reduction, and we have to go to a mandatory load reduction. We call it load shed in the industry. And we plan for this every year. So we went to our distribution partners and we asked for a certain amount of load to be shed. Again, to keep our system in balance as frequency was dropping. And those distribution partners did exactly what was planned, exactly what they told us they would do. And they shut off their customers. The problem now was that we asked for so much, 20,000 megawatts. Never before had that been done. In 2011, I think it was close to 2,000 megawatts that were shed. 20,000 megawatts were shed during that winter storm. So what happened? Those folks at the distribution end, their cupboards were bare. They'd run through all of their planned load shed and had nothing more to offer. So when you run through your load shed program, those load shed programs are designed to roll customers, which means that no customer is expected to be off for more than 30 minutes to an hour at a time. And in 30 minutes to an hour, yeah, your home gets uncomfortable, but at the end of that, you can bring that heat right back up, get back to a comfortable state. When you're off for hours and you're off for days, those homes get into a chill point where you can't just bring them right back. And because they ran through their entire load shed program, they had to keep customers off. That was a significant customer element of this entire event, is that, you know, when we first communicated, we, ERCOT, were communicating, we're going into load shed, you should expect to be out 30 minutes to an hour. And then where customers were out several hours and many several days because there was nowhere else to roll to. There was no other load shed program available. Those customers experienced significant hardship. And for many of those customers, their homes got so chilled that they couldn't be brought back quickly. We entered our load shed program, our load shed request to the distribution providers. We ended it on Wednesday. It was Friday before the customers were fully returned. The reason why is that they found is they would go out into the field and they would turn on a feeder. Every home on that feeder would race to get back to 68 degrees. And that race overloaded their transformers, blew several of their transformers. They found they had to send out trucks to individually turn on a home, wait for it to warm up, which was hours, and then turn on the next home. And they had to do this throughout each of the feeders in the system to restore the system back. That's how significant it was, and that's why individual customers were out for so long. So the seeds of what we want to do to fix that are within the problem I just described. First of all, on the weatherization side for generation plants, weatherization has to improve. We can't rely upon 2011 standards. First, the commission, through legislative order, has been granted the authority to set those weatherization rules and to assess penalties if individuals fail to achieve them. So they're currently setting those rules in place. But the winter is not waiting for the PUC to get the rules in place, right? I've said winter's coming. We've all heard that. Winter's coming. We have got to be prepared. We can't wait for the PUC to do their rulemakings. So the PUC has signaled to the market what the rulemaking is intended to look like, and they continue to process that rulemaking. But generators haven't waited. So generators have contacted me to let me know that they have been investing already in their fleets to do more weatherization, millions of dollars, not just a a few hundred thousand, millions and millions, I should say tens of millions of dollars across the generation fleet is a more accurate figure, tens of millions of dollars. And they're investing in that because they see where the weatherization is going and they need to get ahead of it because we're going to start the inspection soon. One of the elements of the law is that ERCOT will now take on an inspection regime, and then we will report what we see to the commission, and the commission then can take action on whether someone has not performed appropriately. So we're standing up an entire group within ERCOT. Right now, we've just hired a few people, and we're relying upon consultants to assist us, but our intent is to inspect 85% of the lost megawatt hours that we had during the last winter storm by the end of December.